The Giants starting a series Monday at Citi Field to take on the Mets. Matt Moore starting already has a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first, but Neil Walker has first and second and two down.
There go the runners. The pitch. Swinging. There's a drive into right center field. That one is into the gap and deep. Still going. Way back there. And one hop up and over the wall. That will save the Giants a run. The topspin caused it to bounce off the top of the wall and into the bullpen. But one run does score. That leadoff walk has now turned into a run.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive to left. Nunez is not going to be able to get it. It bounces up against the wall. DeGrom scores to third, Conforto to second, Rivera, and it's a tie game. Here's Buster, who doubled down the first base line in the fourth. DeGrom throws, and Buster hits a high drive to left. This baby is out of here. And I think Buster went into the second deck here at Citi Field. The Giants retake the lead. Anderson hitting 133 with two home runs and nine driven in. And Contos throws, and there's a drive into the alleyway. Is anybody there? It doesn't look like it. It's going to bounce up against the wall. This is going to tie the game. Granderson into second base with a double.
The outfield is playing rather shallow for the Giants all the way around. Now the pitch. Curveball is driven down the right field line. It is a fair ball. And that will do it for the Mets. It rolls into the corner to the wall. Coming around third is Conforto to score. Another curveball there from Strickland. And this one that he wanted to bounce in the dirt, instead bounces into the right field corner off the bat of Neil Walker. And the Mets, who had come from behind in both the fifth inning and then again in the sixth inning to tie this game, finally win it in the ninth inning. And the only time tonight in which the Mets led this game was at the very end.
The Mets hand the Giants their fourth straight loss after a 4-3 win on Monday. Jacob DeGrom strikes out 11 over six innings. He has struck out 51 in his last five starts. Neil Walker's single was his third career walk-off RBI, but first with the Mets. San Francisco has now lost 5 out of 6 and 4 in a row after a 4-3 loss to the Mets at Citi Field Monday. Here's the reaction from manager Bruce Bochy.
The leadoff walks, they're dangerous. You know, they're hard to overcome. And, Strick came in, ball, he had him 0-2 there, and ball just went off him. Had quite a battle there at the end, and we lost. He hit a pretty good pitch, it looked like, down, but kind of came down in the swing, and we dodged some bullets earlier. Guys did a great job of getting out of some jams, but it caught up with us. Two out hits got us, though. The last inning, the sixth inning, the two out double, that hurt. That tied the ball game. But you know what? We played well, did some good things. I thought Moore, he did a nice job. Again, got in some jams, but made pitches when he had to. We got the early lead. We did some good things that's been missing. We just couldn't hold on.
The eighth inning kind of contrasted with the ninth. I mean, you mentioned it briefly there, but...
We were dodging... We dodged a bullet there in the eighth. We were bases loaded, one out. He induced a ground ball that saved us there. But, we pitched ourselves in a jam there with a couple walks. And we walked 12 in Cincinnati one game. So, this is something we got to fix and, stay away from shooting ourselves in the foot here. Much better, a lot better. He did a good job of regrouping. First hitter, sure, he got away from him on the game, and but he kept his poise. He didn't get unraveled, and he did a good job to limit the damage there, got out of that, and I thought he threw a pretty nice game.
Second game of the series Tuesday has Zach Wheeler returning to the mound for New York against Jeff Samardzija of the Giants.